So the people are talking about the cost of life and about the corruptions. So the corruptions have a very big impact in the life of the people, because of the corruptions, the capacity of the states are reducing to combat the crime, and also are reducing the capacity of the state to promote investment in education, in health, in agriculture, energy, and other issues. So the corruptions have a very big and very negative influence for the situation of the country. But also, we have a very big problem in terms of the kidnap and the terrorism. So these two or other issues have a big impact in the life of the people in Mozambique.
Desio, so the people that you have spoken with in Mozambique, are they identifying some of the presidential candidates as having solutions to solving these major problems that they face?
Yes, so we have four presidential candidates, and all the presidential candidates are receiving the support of the people. So, but most of them believe that Frelimo candidates, Daniel Chapo, that is more young candidates, some of the people believe that he has capacity, and also they understand that the Frelimo have a responsibility in our country and have a responsibility to solve this problem. But other parts of the populations believe that Venancio Mondlane is a Podemos candidate, is other very good options. And he also is very popular in the around the young people, and most of them believe that he's a good candidate that can contribute to bring the solution of this problem.
This is what I'm hearing, that due to the dominance of the Frelimo party, they think that Daniel Chapo, a former radio announcer and law lecturer, is more tipped to win since he enjoys the power of the incumbency of the ruling party. Others are saying it's going to be a competitive election. But what is your take on how competitive this election, presidential election, is going to be?
Yeah, it will be competitive, and I believe that the level of the participations will be high. But in terms of the final results, for me, it will not change. So for me, Frelimo and Daniel Chapo will win and will take a majority. And also the Renamo and the Usuf Mumadi is the more bigger political parties in Mozambique. I think that will continue in the second.
Are people confident that the Electoral Commission will organize free, fair, transparent and credible elections?
So this is a big challenge. So now this year is special, that because we are completing 30 years of the electoral democracy. So we organized our first election in 1994. So we have until now with very big challenge related to the quality of the process and the result of which have often been every time questioned. So I don't know how will be this year, but I think that the things will not change too much. But we have this big challenge in terms of the quality of our elections.